it starts with these fifths. And then da-dum, 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 da-dum. But, you know, here it's like...
Even though it's like a very simple thing to do, to like say, okay, it's not going to be 90 minutes, it's going to be a day. It still gives you that sense of floating time or hanging time, a time that takes a long time to pass, that you have in certain places in your life where a major thing happens. It evokes that somehow.
You know how people report that, you know, your life flashes before your eyes in a car crash or something like that? Time seems to slow down for people. It's like these really tense moments. What if you happen to be playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on your car stereo while you were going into some car crash or something? Would it slow down and sound like this?
The idea was to stretch something to 24 hours. By stretching Beethoven's Ninth, I don't only stretch a piece of music, I stretch music history.
Oh God, Beethoven for 24 hours.
I'm just wondering if Beethoven is slowly spinning in his grave.
Leif Inge, that's my name. Here in San Francisco this weekend, this is the second full 24-hour performance.
Upstairs, where the performance is going on, has a good vibe. Everything seems very gentle.
The floor is completely covered with beanbags or pillows.
The space has a really amazing acoustics.
The sound system here was really good.
What can I say? It's designed to be contemplative.
Why would I do this? I have no idea why I'm doing it. Will I do it again? I don't know.
I want to see how I feel being exposed to one unique piece.
My first response was a very calming response, and then when I walked in...
And then I came in. I wanted to stretch and then I wanted
it's
to
peaceful.
Open up and expand.
So I had this thought that different animals, based on probably their size and their heart rate, might have different senses of time. Like you see a hummingbird zipping around in this manic way, and you think, we humans must seem very slow to that hummingbird. Everything we do must like almost be in slow motion to something that can just deal with things that quickly. And to a whale or some huge animal with a heart rate that is like once every few minutes, we must seem really fast. So I was thinking that this piece is kind of like that. It's like suddenly I felt like I was moving at hummingbird speed. And I questioned my own sort of sense of time and everything. It's something just happened to the universe.
You fall into fairyland and you come out.
Something is out of whack here.
It's instantly gone by.
I wasn't trying to do anything, you know. I was really receiving.
You kind of get zenned out.
Into sort of a trance. I kind of go away and come back feeling well rested.
As long as I could slow down my internal clock.
Happy.
The speed of the music, I could have that patience.
Even as the music is coming and going, I can watch my mind come and go.
Slow music relaxes you, but slowed down music, I think, changes your sense of time.
I felt that I would
Tai Chi for a
period. Behave in sync with the music.
It's a lot like
it's
that,
peaceful.
Being really aware of yourself.
When I first came in, I had been on a really busy day. In fact, I had kind of a frenetic day at work. And here's this piece that's already started, and it's really
it's
slow.
Peaceful.
And so I immediately had that feeling of slowing down. It just calls for you to slow down.
I feel like I've kind of adapted to, I think I'm on slow time now. I'm on 9-beat stretch time. It's different when you first arrive. You have to kind of adjust.
Time has just been slowed down. In fact, I hope I'm not talking in slow motion right
now.
I can't
imagine the state that you'd be in at the end of the 24 hours.
I think we would stick around.
Because I've only been here for an hour.
Coming to a second
and
space.
I already feel like I'm in a completely altered state.
I think this is the way things really are.
I kind of think it slows down my thinking.
I think that's part of the point, really, is you have to readjust your thinking.
It's kind of like life, you know, you just sort of, you want this, you get it, okay. And you want the next thing, you get it, okay. But it kind of messes with the pace of that process.
I felt small, in a way. This piece feels enormous.
It's like the end of the world is happening.
It could be both really relaxing and thrilling.
It's like being trapped in the climax of the most incredible, I mean, like epic
2 film.
It's like an ecstatic apocalypse.
The climax of the film.
It is almost too much.
It's
stretched out.
It's getting this funny way.
It's growing and growing and growing, and you're just wanting it to climax, and it's not going to, or it is rather, it is climaxing, but it's just taking place over such a long time that to us, in our little small human time, it doesn't feel like it's climaxing.
It's true, it doesn't really climax.
The climax never happens. The denouement never comes.
It's like euphoria, right?
At this speed.
Sometimes people smile.
I don't know. Maybe somebody else ran out screaming.
I'm really buzzed. I'm
serious. Oh,
it's like an ecstatic apocalypse.
The other thing I felt when I came in and continued to feel was I was being lifted up. It was just a constant lift, lifting, lifting. There was no ending. Just a constant lift, lifting, lifting.
Just like a rest.